One, listen. Just listen to what he's saying. Notice the idiot lights. Those are those lights on the dashboard in the car. If, you know, if it goes off, you know, you're low of oil or your engine's overheating. They're referred to as idiot lights because you should have known that before the light went off. So anyway, the idiot lights in a man's life is what moves him. When do you see him crying or weeping or sad? Is it music? Is it a book, a story? Is it a film? When do you see him get angry? When do you see him check out? When do you see him hurting? When do you see him passionate, desiring things? When do things turn quickly for him? And with eyes that you ask Christ to help you interpret his life, his behavior, listen and look in ways that you're not offering counseling, it's not condemning. Over the years to come, just be asking the questions. Ask questions about his growing up, time and time again. Honey, what did you enjoy doing? What were your hobbies, your sports? Really? What was your dad like? What was mom like? And you will hear a different angle, different side. You'll hear his wound when it happened. You'll hear the message he got from that wound. You'll hear the vows he made. And you begin to see the internal world of your husband. Okay? And that's what you bring your femininity to. Is you get to know his story. And you will see his idolatry. And you will hear his sin. You will understand. You will feel compassion. And as you're hearing and listening, don't be a counselor. Be a wife, be a woman, and then just bring what your feminine heart has. Now, here's a caution in loving a man and knowing this about a man. I think you all know this. A man is just like a woman in this regard. We don't take our question to God either. We look for other things and places to validate us. And the most important, the most popular other place a man goes is a woman. I mean, a man looks to a woman for what only God can give him. And a man puts pressure on a marriage or on a woman that she cannot handle or bear. But the pressure he puts on you is a pressure where that he's placing on you because he's looking to you for something you can't give him. And when you begin to understand how a man just is driven for validation, often looks to a woman for it, begin to understand the sexual struggles of men. I mean, you realize that a man turns to a woman who asks very little of him.